Welcome to Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, Now I See, a First-Person Narrative of the Blind Beggar.
Our first scripture lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. Let us listen to God's word for us. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display His glory. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt my God, for He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Amen. And our second reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 9. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is the spot. This is where I sat nearly every day of my life, year in and year out. Every day I would sit at this place and call out, Alms! Alms for the poor! I'm a poor blind beggar. Alms for the poor. Until one day all of that changed. You see, I once was blind, but now I can see. On that particular day, I was here in my place, giving my call, alms, alms for the poor. I'm a poor blind beggar, alms for the poor. I was used to listening to the sound of people walking on the street, conversations, commerce, children laughing, playing. On that particular day, though, I heard a group of men standing not very far from me. In fact, they were close enough that I could actually hear their conversation, and I was surprised when they were talking about me. I heard one of them ask, Rabbi, teacher, man of God, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, I have wondered that question many times before. So I was interested in what this man of God would answer, and he said, well, neither this man nor his parents sinned. This man was born blind in order that the works of God might be revealed in him. Now, I've heard many answers to the question before. I'd never heard that one. So I began to wonder, who is this man? And what does he mean by that? And then he said something that I will never forget. He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And I had no idea what he was talking about. At least I didn't then. I do now. The man came close to me. You know how you can sense when someone comes close to you, even if you can't feel them? He came close to me, and it surprised me because most people don't come very close to beggars. They come only close enough to drop a coin in a jar. but he came close to me, and he startled me when he laid his hand on my shoulder. No one touches a beggar either. But his was the most gentle touch I had ever felt. And then he leaned forward towards me, and I could hear him spit on the ground. I couldn't imagine what he was doing, but apparently what he was doing is he was making mud out of his spittle, and then he placed that mud on my eyes. He literally plastered mud onto my eyes and then whispered in my ear so that no one could hear but me, "Now go and wash in the pool of Siloam, just over there. Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Then he took me by the hand, lifted me up, and set me on my way. And so I went to the pool, I washed the mud from my eyes, and as it dissolved, my eyes were opened, and for the very first time in my life, I could see. I could see. Well, you can imagine I was ecstatic. I was hysterical with joy. I started to shout and dance, and the people around me looked at me. Even people who knew me well didn't seem to recognize me. Well, of course, I didn't recognize them either. I'd never seen them before. And they asked, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Well, I can see. I was once blind, and now I can see." They said, "You are the blind beggar who sat on the corner and begged?" I said, "Yes." And they said, "Well, how did this happen?" I said, "I don't know. All I was doing was sitting here. A man came up to me. He put mud on my eyes. He told me to wash in the pool of Siloam. I washed, and when the mud dissolved, I could see." And they said, "It's a miracle." And I said, "Yes, it is a miracle." And they said, "Well, who is this man, and where is he now?" And I said, "I don't know. I never saw him." Now, I would have thought that everyone would be excited for me. Here I was blind, and now I could see. But apparently some in the crowd were concerned. They didn't think that this healing should have taken place as it did. I mean, they started to argue, and I thought, what is there to argue about? I was blind, and now I can see. Isn't this all good? But they said, "It is the Sabbath day, and someone has said that you're not allowed to do work on the Sabbath," and they thought that the man spitting and making mud and putting it on my eyes and then healing me was considered work. Well, I didn't understand it that way, but they said, "We need to get confirmation on this healing." And so with that, they took me to a group of religious leaders called Pharisees. And the Pharisees said, "So tell us exactly what happened to you." I said, "Well, I'm glad to tell you what happened to me. I was sitting as I normally do. I was asking for alms. A man came. He put mud on my eyes. He told me to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. I washed the mud from my eyes, and when the mud dissolved, I could see again." And they said, "Really?" And they began to argue. They argued amongst themselves, and I couldn't understand that. You know, I've heard a lot of arguments before in my life, but this was a big argument. It's very surprising when you're blind, people think you're also deaf. They speak loudly to you. That or they say things in front of you that they would never say in front of anyone else. But there they thought, since I was blind, that I couldn't hear them. And so they began arguing about me with me in the room itself. And I didn't fully understand the argument. They started using big theological words. They started talking about religious laws that I knew nothing about. But the gist of it was, some said this man must not be a man of God because no man of God would ever perform a miracle on the Sabbath. Others said, he must be a man of God because no sinner could ever perform this kind of a miracle. And so the debate went on and on when suddenly everyone became silent. They looked at me and said, "So you, what do you think of this? Who do you say that he is?" And I realized no one in my entire life had ever asked me my opinion before. I guess being blind, they think you can't think or don't have opinions on things. So I thought for a moment, and I came up with what I thought was a very good answer. I said, I think he's a prophet. Well, you would have thought that I had said, I think he's the man in the moon. Because suddenly the argument got bigger still. They were yelling at one another. They were yelling at me. I think some people were just yelling to be yelling. They had nothing more to say about this. But finally someone said, I don't think this man was blind at all. So what did they do? They called for my parents to come. They brought my parents into this gathering of religious leaders and they said, is this your son? They said, yes, it is our son. Was he born blind? Yes, he was born blind. Then how is it that he can now see? And they said, we don't know. Ask him, he's of age, which of course they already had. I look back on that moment with incredible sadness. You see, that was the first time I ever saw my parents' faces. I recognized their voices, of course, but I'd never seen their faces before. And there they were, terrified, standing before these Pharisees. They were terrified that they were going to be thrown out of the synagogue, which is what they were doing to anyone who even hinted that Jesus might be the Messiah. I didn't understand the Pharisees at all. They'd seen me begging on the street before, but they'd never noticed me. I was the one who was blind. They were the ones who couldn't see. The Pharisees are such a curious lot in that. Oh, I'd hear them talk about me. I even heard them pray about me. But it was always a prayer of thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, thank you that you didn't make me like him, blemished. And now they were treating me like I was their prized possession. They sent my parents away. They called me back in. They continued the argument. Tell us what's happened. And I said, I'd be happy to tell you what's happened, but I've told you before. I was begging. The man put mud on my eyes. I went and washed in the pool of Siloam. I came back and I could see. And then they said, why did he do this to you? Who is this man? And I said to them, I do not know. And honestly, I do not care. All I know is I once was blind and now I can see. And with that, they threw me out and continued their argument. So there I was back on the street, very much in the same place I had been before, when a stranger came up to me. He said, so, who do you believe this man is? Do you believe him to be the Son of God? And I thought, oh no, here we go again. But with that, the stranger put his hand on my shoulder, just as he had before. I said, who are you? Are you the one in whom I am to believe? And he said, I am he. I don't really know what happened next. I don't know if I knelt down. I don't know if I became weak in the knees, but suddenly I found myself at his feet, worshiping him, saying, yes, Lord, I do believe. And with that, he took me by the hand. He lifted me up just as he had before. So now I am standing face to face with this man who not only has touched my eyes, he has touched and changed my heart. He has changed my life forever. Everything about me is now different because of him. And I felt my eyes begin to blur. I thought, oh no, is it happening again? Am I losing my sight? But it wasn't that at all. I was crying. For the very first time in my life, I was crying, and they were tears of joy because of what this man, Jesus, had done for me. Now, ever since then, I have tried to tell others about him, and invariably they ask me questions, just like the Pharisees did that day. How did it happen, and how did he do it, and why did he do it? Answers that I simply do not have for them. So all I can say is what I know to be true for myself. I don't know how he did it. I don't know why he did it. But this I do know. I once was blind, and now I can see. That's what Jesus did for me. And if he did that for me, just imagine what he can do for you. This is the story of the blind beggar who was healed by Jesus by washing in the pool of Siloam. It's recorded in the Gospel of John, the 9th chapter. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.